The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Christ.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a wonderful and I think joyous tradition that we have here at St. Cross every year to celebrate the lives of those youth who have grown up around us, who we've helped form and who have helped change us by honoring the seniors who are graduating this week and last, and maybe even a few weeks ago, by allowing them to preach on Senior Sunday. So I introduce to you the seniors of St. Cross.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Marissa Bray, and I started out at St. Cross as an infant in the nursery. After crying my eyes out on many Sundays, I finally graduated to Ms. Carol Watkins' preschool class. I spent many happy hours there and gradually made my way through all of the classrooms in the Sunday school building. Once I was confirmed, I spent my Sundays helping my mom out with the preschool kids in Atrium 1. So, when I finally became a senior and had to write an essay for my college applications that talked about a place that I was familiar with, it was only fitting that I wrote about Sunday school, St. Cross, and the garden outside the Sunday school buildings. I don't know how many of you have been there. It is a beautiful meditation garden created by Megan Diffley. The children love running on the path of pebbles, watching the birds in the bird bath, and smelling the flowers. One of their favorite parts is the maze, beautifully painted onto the ground with a cross in the middle. I wrote an essay about how this maze was a metaphor for my pilgrimage to Ireland with the church. Just like the children who run through the maze and meander through its many twists and turns, as I started my journey, I didn't know where I was headed or what obstacles I would encounter. I had no idea what new adventures were waiting for me around the next corner. I didn't know that I would walk around an entire island in the pouring rain, or almost get attacked by a wild stallion, or watch the sunset in an ancient cemetery, all on my pilgrimage to Ireland. I have had so many unexpected memories from that trip. And like the children who feel great accomplishment after completing the maze, after our trip to Ireland, I felt I had achieved something by following my own path in the company of others from my youth group. My personal aspirations had grown, while my sense of community was greatly strengthened. Every one of us who went to Ireland found our own paths to the center, metaphorically speaking, of this maze. So many people helped me navigate through my own personal one. The clergy, all the Sunday school teachers, my youth group and their families, my mentors and prayer partners, and of course, my best friend Maggie. I could not begin to explain how thankful I am for all of the incredible relationships I forged in this congregation. I am so grateful to this church and to all the wonderful people in it. Everyone here has given me the strength to start out on a new path without being afraid, something I will carry with me throughout my years at college and for the rest of my life. Thank you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Drew Rogerson, and I will be graduated from MiraCosta High School in just a few days. And this fall, I'll be attending Penn State University in State College, Pennsylvania. To be honest, I haven't spent a lot of time at St. Cross since getting confirmed by Bishop Diane a few years ago. I know confirmation is supposed to be a sort of introduction or entry into the church, but for me, it was more like an exit. It's not that I don't like St. Cross. It's 10 times better than my grandmother's church in Connecticut. It's just that so many weekends got filled up with high school sports, and when I did have a free Sunday, I just wanted to sleep in, and like, trust me, I can sleep in for a while. Most of my time at St. Cross was related to the build-up to pilgrimage. I would have to say that that was the highlight of my experience with the church, and was definitely worth it. My group went to Ireland, and we had a great time that I'll always remember. St. Cross was a place where I always felt safe and that no one would judge me, especially Reverend Rachel. She was and is someone I feel that you could always talk to for advice or on a subject that you feel uncomfortable talking about. I want to wish all the other graduating seniors good luck in whatever they do after high school. There are some pretty smart people in my Sunday school classes, so I'm sure many will be attending good colleges. But as my parents have always reminded me, college is not what makes a person. It is what we do with our gifts and how we use them that really matters. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Lindsay Salem, and I'm one of those people with a long list of near-death experiences. Now, for the sake of time, I can't go through all of them, but there are two in particular that have always really made me stop and think. When I was 4, I fell off a counter, fractured my skull, and had bleeding in my brain. When the doctor said I had to have brain surgery, and my parents asked what they could do. The response was, all you could do is pray. So of course, then my parents called up every single person they could, and soon enough, all of my family and friends were praying for me. 1 hour before my surgery, the doctor came into the room and said, it's a miracle, the bleeding has stopped. He and the other doctors had no other explanation for other than, it's a miracle. When I was 12, my mom and I were driving through the Mojave Desert on our way to the Grand Canyon. I was in the back seat watching a movie on one of those DVD players that's strapped in between the two front seats. And when I was watching this movie, I decided to lean my head up against the window to take a nap. But suddenly, I had this feeling to get my head away from the window, like there was this voice telling me to move away and watch the movie for just a little while longer. Less than a minute after I leaned away from the window, it shattered, exploded, and sent shattered glass everywhere. Turns out there was a piece of fence post that had been picked up from the opposite lane and was shot across through my window. The police officer told my mom that if that piece of fence post had hit me in the head, I would have died. I remember sitting there in the car thinking how lucky I was when it hit me. Before leaving that day, I had done something that I hadn't really ever done before. I had prayed to God to protect my mom and I on our trip. Now, I know we don't all have these intense experiences, and that's a good thing because while they make for cool stories later down the road, I could tell you firsthand that almost dying isn't really that fun. But that doesn't mean that God isn't showing himself to us in our lives. Our job is simply to look deep within ourselves and find those moments when God has touched our lives in one way or another. It could be anything from getting a job interview after months of searching, or a sense of peace during a tumultuous time, or a family reunion with family members you haven't seen in a while. We just have to realize those moments and remember them whenever there are times our faith wavers. We have to remember that God loves every single one of us and will be there for us until the end of the age. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Matthew Welch, and I'll be speaking for a bit. So here we are at the end of the road already, even if there are still a couple months before I am actually out of here and gone. But it is still my time to graduate. My last day of classes was Friday, and I graduate on Thursday, also at MiraCosta with Drew. And I'm gonna miss Southern California, I can't lie. In the fall, I am going to California State University, Monterey Bay, up in Monterey. So I am basically leaving Southern California. And it's gonna be tough to leave. For my whole life, I've been in St. Cross. Like, when I was 6 weeks old, I was baby Jesus in the Christmas pageant of 95. Well, I don't quite remember it, but it happened. And I've learned so much and gained so many skills from St. Cross. Like, I've learned leadership skills from VBS and from acolyting and from confirmation. And I had a spiritual experience on the pilgrimage to Ireland. And I've basically done everything. And had you told me 5 years ago things like, oh, in 5 years you're going to be an Eagle Scout and you're going to do your project at your church. And like, oh, you're going to co-direct the Christmas pageant. Wouldn't have believed you. But these things happened and here I am today. Bit of a sidetrack. A week ago, last Monday, for part of a final for my government class, we had a symposium, which is like a class discussion between our class and a couple other classes. And we were discussing whether it takes a village to raise a child. And the general consensus was, it depends. It depends on the demographics, population, size, like social media, how the parents are, how the schools are, etc. And it made me realize like how St. Cross is actually a really good village to raise your child. And another side thing here, hold on. Amongst my group of friends, I am basically the only Protestant and one of the few Christians. And whenever by chance we're talking about religion, I'm right there saying, oh, well, at my church, we talk about this stuff and we believe in this, etc. And it makes me realize how different St. Cross is from other churches, not just in like the country or the world, not just California, even just locally, it's extremely different. And everyone here is just so amicable and welcoming and friendly, and everyone gets along well. And it is really the perfect place for a village to raise a child. And so many people from this church, as in I'm not going to be able to list them all, have helped me become who I am today. And for that, I want to thank you all. And whether I've known you ever since I was this big, or I met you a month ago, you've all helped me become who I am today. And for that, I cannot thank you enough. In the words of today's Gospel of Matthew, and surely I am with you always, until the end of the age. So, even if I am moving away, going to Monterey, I'll always remember the original Monterey, Monterey Boulevard in Hermosa. Thank you.
All there is to say is amen.
Amen.